You want a muffin?
You can get a knock that wall.
Randy, do you have an extra pen or pencil?
I can get one.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
How come you don't bring your pens?
Hopefully somebody's these will write.
I do when I bring my purse, but I didn't even bring my purse today.
Okay, looks like the entire board is present. Would anybody like to adopt our agenda?
I make a motion we strike 12 and 13 and add a discussion about the election.
Well, we can't add it, but I think we will be discussing it under, let's see, where was this? We had something in here. I guess we didn't.
No.
Okay. Yeah. We can't. We'll have to add it to the next agenda.
We're cutting it short.
I know.
Can't you do it under what is the next post down here? Reports of officers and directors?
We can make a report on it. We just can't discuss it.
Oh, for God's sake.
We may have to have a special meeting anyway because we're going to have to deal with it. So, but yeah, we could definitely have a report on it.
Just seems silly that this is just a small community. Why can't we just go ahead and have our meeting?
Yeah.
I know it. That's thank David Sterling.
Yeah.
Well, who in the heck in here is going to go call David Sterling and tell him? They talked out of
turn. 12, yeah, I would agree that we need to strike. 13, I'd like to keep in here because I got some more news on that we might want to consider.
Okay.
And that way, at least we can talk about it. I know we're going to have to, I'm going to have to really rack my brain more about things to add to this, but we didn't know about the election issue until the agenda was already posted and it was too late.
Well, yeah.
So we got a motion to strike 12 from the agenda and then approve the agenda. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll second it.
We don't know why you were striking.
Any opposed?
No.
12 we already did.
Because we already did. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't catch it when I was writing the agenda. It just got left from the last one.
Okay. I thought we had, but then I wasn't positive. So.
Okay. Do we have any public comments for non-agenda items?
Of course. Whatever it is you're going to bring up.
Okay. Would anybody like to approve the minutes from the regular meeting of April 13th?
I did read them. Oh, that's pretty. Is there a birdie in here?
No, that's my phone. I have an email.
Pretty. I make a motion to approve them.
And I'll second.
I did read them, but I just had to scan
them. Any opposed? Okay. Reports of officers, directors. Does anybody have anything they would like to report?
I can't bring it up because I don't know what you're going to
say. Okay. Well, I will go ahead and report on what we've discovered with Management Trust. They sent us an email telling us that they will not be doing our election this year. They have some new, larger clients, and they don't have time.
Okay.
And if I remember correctly, we had nobody else that was willing to do anything for us because we're too small.
We're too small.
Too small, too far away.
We had one guy actually come out and take pictures and then say nope.
Yeah, we're too small and too far away. Nobody's going to bother with us and not enough money. So that puts us in the position of having to hold our own elections again, which is a lot of work. When we get down to discussing job description, we will shoehorn another one in there because if we're going to have to do elections, we're going to have to pay somebody. And I think we're going to need to hire a secretary. We'll still have a board secretary, but we need somebody to do the actual paperwork.
Any ideas?
Only on the election.
Well, we can use them for everything.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we'll hire a secretary because, well, we were paying the management trust, so we, instead of paying them, we'll be paying somebody else. But there's no way that I don't think any of us here are going to do all that work.
We did it in the past.
Yep. It wasn't done correctly either, but we did it in the past.
And everybody gets to complain.
Mountain Meadows District Association.
They're a CSD.
What they did with their board was they hired an individual to run all their affairs.
Yep.
And I guess it's working out pretty good for them, because a lot of the people that come on the board don't even know what they have to do.
And it's not a board's job. That's employees' jobs.
It's a difficult job, very difficult.
Well, we were going to hire a management trust to do that.
We were talking about it, exactly.
Yeah, we voted on it.
So, again, but they're not interested in us, because we're, now that they've gotten enough customers, we're too small and too far away.
Right.
Because they're dealing with a bunch, I'm sure, in Bakersfield. And I'm sure that more and more HOAs are going to people like Management Trust, because the state makes it more difficult every year. But anyway, we'll talk about that when we get to job descriptions too, because I think that that's the direction we're going to have to go, because I don't think we're going to find anybody. Well, I shouldn't say we won't find anybody. We probably could find somebody to do this for us, like the Management Trust, but we're going to pay through the nose.
Do you have any idea who to talk to?
Well, like Davis Sterling. I mean, our Sterling law firm. I'm sure that they would, but...
No, I'm talking about to hire.
There's a possibility, yeah.
You have some ideas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I know that's a lot.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, we'll put this on the next agenda to address specifically how we're going to handle this election. We'll probably need to call a special meeting.
In June.
Yeah, because we're running out of time.
And most of it, we are going to have to do ourselves this year. We won't have a choice. We're not going to get anybody really on board in the meantime. So, anyway, that's all I've got to report at this point. Anybody else have anything they want to report on?
When are you going to grade the dirt road?
We'll get to that when we get to the maintenance. We've got road maintenance on the agenda.
Oh, okay. I don't have an agenda on my...
Oh. I don't know if I have an extra one, but I could always go print one.
Oh, I printed out. I put it over there. Should have been one for every board member. Maybe Audrey's not going to use hers.
Well, you can use this one.
Audrey's not going to use hers. She's just going to listen.
That'll work.
Okay. No, you don't have any.
I've got one that I've got my notes on already, so I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be item 11, so we'll be getting to road maintenance. Okay. How about the road committee? Does the road committee have anything to report?
Nothing, really.
It's muddy.
Nasty.
Okay. Well, with that, go ahead.
I have a question on the road committee. Do we even have one?
We had one. I don't know if they've met.
Okay.
But there was one at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Discussion review of monthly financial reports. Actually, what's on the agenda is just approve payments and expenditures, but that's because I keep forgetting to add this to the agenda and I keep carrying it over. But it should be discussion and review of monthly financial reports and possible action to approve payments and expenditures, because we do have to go over the financial reports every month. And I gave everybody a copy of the financial reports. What's not in there is current reconciliation of operating account, current reconciliation of reserve account, and the latest operating account and reserve account bank statements, because they haven't got here yet. Our meeting is too early in the month for them to have been received, and the ones we received last month came in like a day or two before the meeting. We were able to get them done, and we did review them. So those are the most current ones. We did them last month. So next month we'll have this month's to look at.
Well, we did vote on that $20,000, and it is in the bank.
Yeah.
I mean, it is in the reserve account.
Yep. And there is a copy of the check register in here so that everybody can see where the money has gone. But the actual statements, we haven't received them from the bank yet, because they close the statements at the end of the month and takes them a week or so to get them to us. And they have not arrived. But then that gets us to the current year operating revenues and expenses versus current year budget, which is included. So that shows where we are compared to what the budget says we're supposed to be. And it doesn't really mean a whole lot, because there's not anything hardly at all on it. But the state says we have to talk about it, so we talked about it.
Okay.
Let's see, income and expense statement for operating, checking, and reserve savings accounts. And again, that's included. That's the profit and loss. And it shows the $300 and or $356 for insurance, $60 for phone card, $30 for notary. That's the total expenses for the month.
What's the additional insurance payment to? I thought that was...
That's the workers' comp, because it doesn't come at the same time as the rest of the insurance. It's always staggered.
It goes from May to May.
Yep. Yep, that is the workers' comp. And it actually went down, believe it or not. It was 400 and a little bit, 400 and some change, and now it's 350. But I think that's because our loss ratio, because we've had no losses, which brings it down over time.
Okay, I don't see the $128 for your...
That'll be on the next one, because that was right after the close of... That was right after the end of the month. No, it'll be on the next month's.
I thought, okay. But the telephone one is on here. Oh, that's from last month.
Right, exactly.
Okay. It's the same amount, so that's amazing.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
And then that gets us to the check registers, and I actually put both check registers and the credit card account on here, all on one page, and that shows that all the transactions for last month on those.
Okay, I see your 128.
Well, I'm going to ask one thing. The payment for workman's comp, when was that made? In between, as far as I remember, any money that's spent has to be approved by the board at a meeting. But you paid it when?
It was paid when the bill came in. I forget the date.
May 2nd, I believe, is when I paid it.
So.
It's due on the 17th.
Okay. So then you reported on the end of the month, the next meeting, that it was paid, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to mess with it. We want to get it paid.
Well, it has to be paid before it's due. And
yeah.
Okay, that's a question I had. Like I said, we could, I don't want to be into different, but, you know, we don't want to go past the past 2 days.
Exactly. No, and that's one of the issues. I mean, we're trying to do everything as close to the letter of the law as we can, but there's certain things that if you do, then you're going to break something else. So
yeah.
Let's see. Then that gets us to the monthly general ledger. So that's the next thing in that packet. And again, it's all there, but it doesn't have a whole lot of meaning to us. But that shows everything that transpired for the month, including the insurance payment, notary, the Union Bank transfer for the $20,000 from the checking to the savings. And the last thing in the packet is the accounts receivable aging, which is delinquent assessments. These are the assessments that are still delinquent, and a lot of these are very old. These are the ones that we're going to, that I have not gone through and taken off the books the stuff that's over 5 years old, because a lot of these are over 5 years old and uncollectible. And then they'll become an uncollectible expense. What was taken out of here was the Zynex. Since we did come to an agreement with them on a payment and waived some of the old fees that were uncollectible, and then those were taken off as uncollectible. So that brought our accounts receivable down a little bit. And it brought our bank account up a little bit because they paid. So. So if anybody would like to move to approve payments for last month.
I will.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Anybody opposed? Okay. Well, that gets us to the next one, discussion possible action adopting a financial policy to direct treasurer to transfer funds from association checking account to to association reserve account once the checking account reaches a specified amount, and to transfer funds from reserve account to checking account when balance declines to a specified amount. I did not get a chance to write such policy. But we need to determine, though, if we want to have a standing policy to do this, so we don't have to bring it up at a board meeting. What we would need to do is determine, is there a minimum account balance that we need to keep in the checking account to not incur charges? Because if we were to dip below that and incur charges, it would negate any interest that we'd received on money in the savings account. So,
I mean, those pennies.
Yeah.
All 3 cents.
Yeah. So that would be my only question, and I think it's something.
How much we should keep in there?
I would probably move that we table this till the next meeting. We'll look at that and find out if we have to keep any minimum in the account.
It's so hard to judge what's going to come up.
Yeah. But that we would need to know whether or not we have to keep a minimum. If we do, then we want to probably set the amount at double the minimum, and then anything above that we transfer out. And that should keep us from ever going below that minimum. Any expense bigger than that, we're going to know about, and we're going to be approving ahead of time, and we'll transfer the money into the checking account to pay it before we pay it.
Yeah.
So I'll move that we table this till the next meeting.
A second.
Any opposed? Okay. Discussion and possible action to adopt a job description for maintenance manager and approve a salary range and annual budget for the position. Again, this goes to the fact that we can only do so much with volunteers. I suggest that we actually hire a maintenance worker to take care of the roads. I kind of foresee something along the lines of 8 to 10 hours a week. Going out and checking the roads and doing minor maintenance and repairs, and that person would also coordinate volunteers and set up to do projects, and would also be the one to solicit bids, do all the necessary work for the roads, make reports to the board can approve or disprove things, but we would have somebody who is the single point of contact to take care of all that stuff. So nobody has to try and figure out who's doing that this week. And that way, we can chip away at some of these things that need to be done a little bit at a time. Eventually we're going to need equipment and stuff to go along with this, but at least it would give us the ability to do these things. And I think a lot of road maintenance could be done if we were doing minor maintenance throughout the year. Without having to spend a small fortune every time to grade roads and stuff. If we were to buy a tractor with a box scraper on the back and we were to do regular maintenance on the roads, they wouldn't need graded. We could pretty much negate all that stuff. So, I wrote a job description for everybody to look at and see if that kind of fits it. If we were to do something like this, we would need to determine a budget for it, how much we want to earmark for that, so that we could figure out how many hours somebody could work at what kind of a pay scale. One issue I have run into already, and I checked with our insurance carrier to find out about workers' comp for paid employee, because our current workers' comp only covers volunteers. And nobody that they deal with will write workers' comp for employees, for a part-time employee. Because they're afraid of part-time employees, because they usually have more than one job, and they'll go to the one that has the best workers' comp to file their claims.
Yeah.
So they don't want. We would pretty much have to go to an outside carrier like State Fund. State Fund pretty much does everybody. Their rates are usually not the cheapest, but they're usually pretty close to the cheapest anyway, because most workers' comp rates are pretty close to the same. But I have not had a chance to get a quote from State Fund yet as to what workers' comp would cost us.
So I suggest we table that one until the next meeting.
Well, we can look at the job description if the board wants to, but we can table it as well. And again, this is where I was going to bring up the fact that we are going to have to look at the possibility of an employee for doing the secretary's job now that we know that we're going to have to do elections. Now that we're not going to be able to use the management trust for anything, we're going to have to do it all ourselves again. So I think that we're going to end up having to get workers' comp one way or another. We are going to end up having to do payroll. An employee means payroll too. Payroll taxes, all the fun stuff that goes with it.
We ought to do it.
Well, one good thing about QuickBooks is it will allow us to do payroll without having to do it manually. QuickBooks has a payroll service.
Oh, okay.
It would cost us about, in round numbers, about $250 a year, though, because every year you'll have to buy a new version of QuickBooks to get the new version of payroll. They'll renew your payroll for about $400. For about $250, you can buy a new version of QuickBooks with a year's payroll that's free. So it's cheaper to buy a new version of QuickBooks than it is to renew the payroll.
Everything that you have in there will automatically go to the new version?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then the payroll is real simple in QuickBooks compared to what it is doing it manually. But there's going to be a cost to all this. But again, we were paying management trust too, so there was a cost to that. But
we're not spending any money, that's for sure.
And we're not going to be able to get volunteers to do all this.
Nope.
We already know that. We don't see a line of volunteers here to do what we're doing now. It's all left up to the board. And depending on how this election goes, we may not have much of a board, because I don't see a line of people out here volunteering to run. So,
well, we haven't really announced that we're going to looking.
No, but I still don't see a line standing out there volunteering.
I'm sure that they will as soon as they know that we have to run the board continuously. So they're not going to want us to do that. So I'm sure that they're going to help us out.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, the job description I would recommend everybody to kind of go over. If we want to entertain doing something like this and we want to look at secretary, I'll be happy to write a job description for that too. My main thing here is some input. What did I miss that we need to add to these job descriptions? What kind of tasks? I tried to cover it.
We can go through this.
We can go through it right now if that's what everybody wants to do. I have no problem.
I think we should, so we all know what exactly, you know, we could read it and interpret it ourselves, but we need to read it so that we all
are
on the same page.
That's fine. If that's what we want to do, I'll read it.
Okay.
Maintenance worker 1-2. Description: perform semi-skilled work in the construction, installation, maintenance, and repair of a community road system. Distinguishing characteristics: maintenance worker 1. This would be entry-level class in the maintenance worker series. Positions in this class typically have little or no directly related work experience and work under immediate supervision while learning job tasks. The maintenance worker 1 class is distinguished from the 2 level by the performance of less than full range of duties assigned to the 2 level. Incumbents work under immediate supervision while learning job tasks, progressing to general supervision as procedures and processes of assigned area of responsibility are learned. And again, we're only looking to hire 1 maintenance worker if we do at all, but this gives us flexibility in the future. We don't have to keep coming back and rewriting it. That's kind of the way I geared this. This is looking towards the future.
Okay.
I mean, we're writing the job description. We might as well write it to cover more than one. So who knows? 10 years from now, we may have 10 people working for the association.
Dream on.
Yeah.
Sure we do.
Maintenance worker 2. This is the journey level class in the maintenance worker series and is distinguished from the 1 level by the assignment of the full range of duties. Employees at this level receive only occasional instruction or assistance as new, unusual, or unique situations arise and are fully aware of the operating procedures and policies within the work unit. Positions in this class are flexibly staffed and are normally filled by advancement from the 1 level. We would probably be needing a maintenance worker 2, not a maintenance worker 1 in the first place, because it's going to be the only maintenance worker and they're going to have to do everything. So it needs to be somebody that knows how to do it all.
Yeah, everything.
Right. Like I said, in the future, if we were to need another helper, that would be a maintenance worker 1. Our volunteers would probably be maintenance worker 1's volunteers.
So 2's would be the boss and 1's the
2 would be the one that does everything. Yep. And, you know, like it says in here, operating policies and procedures, well, that's going to be part of the maintenance worker job, too, is to come up with all those. Because, again, we've never had anybody in that position, so we have to write a policy and procedures.
Yeah.
Supervision received and exercised. Maintenance worker 1 receives immediate supervision from the association president, receives technical and functional supervision from an assigned maintenance worker 2. Maintenance worker 2 receives general supervision from association president, receives technical and functional supervision from the association president, because that's our whole chain of command, that's all we've got. Examples of duties: install, maintain, repair components of a community road system, including street and traffic control signs, culverts, bulletin board, equestrian and drainage easements. Checks conditions of roads and other association assets on routine basis, prepares reports of findings. Perform minor to major repairs to surface to non-surface roads, including pothole repairs and storm damage repairs. Set up and work traffic control related to road repair and maintenance activities. Perform masonry tasks such as building forms, mixing, pouring, and finishing concrete structures. Patch asphalt pavement as needed for temporary use. Perform building and grounds maintenance as assigned. Someday we'll have a building and then there'll be buildings and ground maintenance. Clean work vehicles, stock vehicles with parts and material according to service order needs. Respond as needed to member concerns in the field or refer to other district staff as appropriate. Build and maintain positive working relationship with coworkers, other district employees, and the public using principles of good customer service. Perform related duties as assigned.
So this is looking into the future when we have vehicles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is something, if we have an employee, we are going to need. We will need a vehicle because they're going to have a way to get to do the job.
Yeah, they can't use their own vehicles.
Yeah. Just as an example, I bought a 1-ton single rear wheel Ford truck at the auction the other day with a utility bed for $750. I got to do some work on it and get it smogged before it'll be street legal, and then I'll put it up for sale. But that's the kind of money we would need to spend on a vehicle, something like that. So,
are you going to sell it to us?
That's an option if this board were to want one. But I bought it because it was a good deal. Actually, I wasn't even bidding on it. I was bidding on another truck at the auction, and something happened with their electronic bidding. And the next thing I knew, I had won this vehicle that I never bid on. And when I called them up to tell them that, I said, "But if you want to sell it to me for that, I'll take it." And they did. Okay, minimum qualifications for a maintenance worker 1 would be knowledge of basic construction methods, materials, and equipment, basic buildings and ground maintenance techniques and methods, basic procedures, methods, tools, and equipment used in the maintenance of surfaced and unsurfaced roads, culverts, ditches, and signs, proper safety practices and regulations, and the ability to construct, install, maintain, and repair components of a community road system on a continuous basis, know and understand operations and observe safety rules, intermittently analyze problem situations, identify and locate association assets, interpret work orders, remember association asset locations, and explain jobs to others. Intermittently sit while studying or preparing reports, bend, squat, climb, kneel, and twist when performing installation of equipment. Perform simple and power grasping, pushing, pulling, and fine manipulation, and lift or carry weight up to 50 pounds. Use various hand and power tools and equipment, including digging bar, air compressor, jackhammer, and drills. Learn to operate a variety of mechanized equipment, such as backhoes, loaders, graders, dump trucks, and water trucks. Learn to complete required reports related to work activities. Perform buildings and grounds maintenance work. Perform heavy manual labor and work in traffic situations, work outdoors in a variety of weather conditions, work assigned shift schedules, be available for callback, communicate clearly and concisely both orally and in writing, establish and maintain effective working relationships with those contacted in the course of work. Experience and training, any combination of experience and training that would provide the required knowledge and abilities is qualifying. A typical way to obtain the required knowledge and abilities would be 1 year of road maintenance experience is desirable. Training equivalent to the completion of the 12th grade, license and certificate, possession of or ability to obtain a California driver's license. A maintenance worker 2, in addition to the qualifications for maintenance worker 1, knowledge of construction methods, materials, and equipment, building and grounds maintenance techniques and methods, procedures, methods, tools, and equipment used in the maintenance of surfaced and unsurfaced roads, culverts, ditches, and signs, rules and regulations relevant to road construction, maintenance and repairs, including road signage, hazardous materials handling and traffic control, proper traffic control devices and techniques, proper safety practices and regulations. The ability to operate a variety of mechanized equipment such as backhoes, loaders, graders, dump trucks, and water trucks, operate small crane and related field construction equipment, order supplies and parts, maintaining adequate inventory, perform building and grounds maintenance work, effectively plan and schedule projects, solicit proposals and bids, coordinate and schedule volunteers, effectively manage projects and supervise employees, volunteers, and contractors constructing projects. Experience and training, any combination of experience and training that will provide the required knowledge and abilities is qualifying. A typical way to obtain the required knowledge and abilities would be experience, 2 years of responsible journey experience performing duties similar to a maintenance worker one with the Mountain Valley Association, training equivalent to the completion of the 12th grade, license and certificate, possession of a valid Class A driver's license, possession of a valid Class B driver's license with tank endorsement desirable. Supplemental information, physical requirements and working conditions. Communicate clearly and concisely, both orally and in writing. Here's normal conversation sufficient to accomplish duties. Must be able to see sufficiently to accomplish the duties of the position and to operate district vehicle. Travels regularly by vehicle to accomplish the duties of the position. Walk sufficiently to accomplish the duties of the position. Lift and carry 50 to 100 pounds. Push and pull 50 to 100 pounds. Stand for prolonged periods of time, to include frequent twisting, kneeling, stretching, bending, stooping, crouching, crawling, climbing, and squatting. Exposure to hazardous machinery, works in an environment with exposure to dust, dirt, significant temperature changes between cold and heat. And as you can tell, most of this is plagiarized from other job descriptions I've dealt with in the past. It's very similar to the job descriptions for Quail Valley Water, which are very similar to the ones for Palmdale Water.
That's quite a lot of requirement for a person.
It really isn't. It just spells out basic job.
Yeah. Right. No, I understand that. And then down here you're talking about equipment. We don't have, like, post-hole diggers. Mm-hmm. Until we can afford to get things like that, can't we use ones that people have?
We'll be borrowing and we'll be renting. But we need somebody that can actually operate or direct somebody to operate. Because, again, this doesn't mean that we're going to get rid of volunteers.
Right.
This is going to be our volunteer coordinator, because you can't. Even hiring a maintenance worker, we cannot expect one person to take care of the roads. No, it's going to be. This will be the person who will take care of coordinating that.
Yeah.
So, how many hours a week or whatever you have in mind?
We have to look at our budget and see what we can afford. I was looking at something along the lines of maybe 10 hours a week, 8 hours a week, something like that.
But if it's all expensive, about the $120 an hour. No, seriously, you wouldn't be able to find somebody who's familiar operating the backhoe and all that for less than $60 an hour.
Oh, yeah. But you can.
Dream on.
Now, I can tell you what a worker at a, like at Palmdale, they start their guys around $18 an hour operating backhoes. That's about what it goes for.
That's the only thing they do, but you got a whole different items on the job description, so I'm against it.
Bill?
If you paid a worker $15 an hour to work an average of $8 a week, we're going to look at $6,200 a year for that position.
Yep.
So that gives you a good idea of what you would be looking at.
Correct.
If we hire two, then we're looking at,
Yeah, we're only looking at one.
I'm just saying that's what you would be looking at.
Yep.
And that wouldn't mean that somebody in the association couldn't apply for the job. It doesn't mean that a board member couldn't apply for the job.
The first person I would be looking at that has the most experience to do this stuff is sitting right there.
Yeah.
He's the first person I would be asking.
Yeah.
Because he's already done most of this. He's familiar with the roads. He wants to take care of the roads.
Yeah.
That's exactly the point.
And if he...
That's exactly the point.
If he was to coordinate with the volunteers... We do have volunteers that will work for Carl. Mm-hmm. If Carl told us that, hey, on Monday we're going to be doing pothole repairs and I got four people coming, blah, 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 great, we can do it.
Exactly. And this is the kind of thing where I see this being a job where you do 4 or 5 hours, 1 or 2 days a week. And it may not be every week, because in the wintertime especially, we're not going to be doing as much.
Yeah.
So that total number of hours would mostly be in the summertime. In the wintertime, you would do minor little things. But that would be somebody to go out and put up some stop signs and things like that that need to be done.
Yeah, most of the stuff that you've got listed in here with the big heavy equipment stuff is in the future. We don't have that anyway.
Or if we decide, instead of paying somebody to grade roads, that we're going to rent a tractor,
yeah,
then we would have somebody to operate it.
Yeah.
You know, because there's nothing that would keep us from calling up the rental yard and having them bring in a tractor out here with a box scraper on it. And we go through and dress up the roads. If we were to purchase one, then we could do it on a more regular basis, yeah, and spread it out over the year, and we could keep the roads in pretty good shape. If you had somebody out here that could take our own tractor and scrape the roads 4 hours a week, these roads would be in pretty nice shape.
Yeah, they would.
I mean, we could have roads in pretty nice shape for that, and we wouldn't have to have them graded.
Right. Yeah, possible. But mm-hmm. what we done with this one, we always graded in April or May mm-hmm. the roads, and after that, the traffic itself keeps compacting the dirt, you know, so there's really not too much maintenance after we do the original grading. Maybe here and there, you know, if you have some thunderstorm or whatever, then that would be the only time we need to do repairs on it, you know.
And it may just be in sections.
What?
It may just be in sections on certain parts, like right. like Stable and Appaloosa, where those roads were, and Halter, where the water rushes down mm-hmm. there. And maybe paint way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The problem areas could be addressed more often, and a little bit at a time, and we get the whole area.
Yeah.
But the problem areas could be addressed 2 or 3 times a year.
Yeah, well.
So there's advantages to it.
Yeah.
The last auction, there were some tractors that went for well under $10,000, some of them $3,500.
Wow.
With scrapers on the back. And I'm talking wow. a regular full-size tractor. You know, so yeah. they're out there. Most of it is because the contractors can't use them in California anymore. They have to go out of state. Mountain Valley Association, being a private owner and using it on their own property, which is the roads, is exempt from that law. So yeah, Mountain Valley good. Association can buy an older non-compliant tractor and operate it.
That's a good idea.
So yeah. it opens up some
but they
equipment
have to
that's
store
less.
It. And where are we going to store it?
Mm-hmm. That's an issue. We have to find a place to store it. Of course, the association does have some property, and with a tractor, we could clear a driveway into it. So
we also talked to them on the options of buying some
yep.
properties that were going defunct. And
but considering we're going to have to, like I said, we're going to have to start doing all of our own paperwork again because we aren't going to be able to use management trust. And they're not going to work for us anymore because they have too many other customers and we're too far away and too small.
Yeah, let me tell you something. When I was president 20 years ago, mm-hmm. we hired a secretary mm-hmm. and did all the work for $400 a month.
Yep.
And I'm all for that, plus I'm for getting a tractor and all that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Instead of paying management trust to run the election, the people that run the election should be compensated a little bit for what they do, because that is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of spending $1,500, I'd rather give, let's say, $250 to James Jones and $250 to Rita to help them, you know, get run the election.
Well, there's a lot of work in between, too, that has to be done, like
yeah.
doing the financial reports,
yeah.
keeping up with the bookkeeping,
but that's
all the the minutes.
That's all part of being on the board, though.
No, it's not. The board should not have to be doing this stuff. That's what employees are for. The board is to set direction.
No. All along, that's when you want to work for the board, that's what you're supposed to be doing, you know. Mm-hmm. Well,
I disagree with you on that one, Carl. The board members' jobs are to get information and to set direction for the operation of the organization. The physical work is employees' jobs. But again, we're going to have an employee anyway, because there's no way that we can do all this stuff ourselves as volunteers.
We're going to have to do an awful lot of it ourselves.
Well, not really, because you'll find if we had somebody to give this stuff to, that we wouldn't, there wouldn't be as much that we would have to do. It would be pretty minimal.
You're going to get a lot of bad feedback from everybody.
I don't think so, because I don't expect us to spend...
Already heard it after you put it on the agenda.
Yeah. I don't expect us to spend a whole lot more than what we're going to be, what we were spending with Management Trust. Yeah, Bill?
Would there be any alternatives to Management Trust hiring another company?
Probably for more money. Probably for quite a bit more.
And if you can find one.
And the problem is, too, that most of them are in the L.A., Santa Barbara areas, you know, where they've got a lot of condos and stuff. Yeah. And that's where they're going to come from. That's why they don't want to come up here. We're too far away. Management Trust, I mean, that's why they dropped us before they dropped any of their other customers. They've got to drive from Bakersfield all the way up here for our election.
Oh.
Well, I'm just saying, it's not worth it if you've got other work down there. It's the same problem we have getting contractors out here. They're going to work in town where they don't have to drive back and forth before they'll work out here. Yeah. So if they're busy, they don't care about Sand Canyon.
Yeah.
When there's no work, then all of a sudden they like Sand Canyon.
Yeah.
But when they're busy, they could care less about Sand Canyon. It's too far away. Why would they want to drive 20 minutes when they could just go around the corner?
20 minutes? You can make it in 20 minutes? You fly. It takes me 20 minutes just to get to Sand Canyon or to Hatchapi Boulevard.
So that's the, you know, the difference. And again, I think if we had local people out here doing this,
if
it won't be...
find local people to do it.
Well, I already asked one person if they were interested in doing this stuff. I just hired Donette Boatman to work for the water district one day a week to do our secretary and treasurer's jobs, because none of our board was willing to do it, and we had to have somebody other than me and my wife doing everything here because of
signing paper.
The problem, exactly, the two of us, you know, paying bills when we're talking several $100,000 a month, you know, writing checks and stuff, you've got to have somebody unrelated doing these things. You know, there's got to be checks and balances. So that's why we went to an outside person to do this. And then on top of that, then we have the board for the oversight function, because everything gets presented to them each month, like we do here, for them to review. So we went to that, to an outside person, and I asked her, because she was looking for some part-time work, and I asked her if she would be interested in something like this, and she said she definitely would. You know, she wouldn't have a problem doing it. And like I said, I don't expect this to be a whole lot of work, except at election time.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much time Management Trust put into the election, but I'm going to speculate that there's going to be a good 40 to 60 hours worth of work to be done to do an election.
Oh,
by the time
so
you do the ballots and all that, yeah. I think there's 40 to 60 hours. Yeah, that's my guess. And then if we had...
stamped and licked.
If we had somebody like that doing this, probably 4 hours a month is my guess to do the... maybe a little bit more, to basically take over inputting the stuff in QuickBooks, taking care of the checkbook, they could do the minutes, that kind of thing, so that the board is freed up. The board is oversight then and management.
What are we going to do?
We're oversight and management. That's what I'm saying. We read the stuff. We you know, we discuss it at our meetings, and we set direction for people to do these things. And we'll actually have a much more efficient operation. We'll get things done, because right now we're so burned out with the paperwork that we're not getting anything done.
Yeah.
Because we've used up all of our spare time.
And trying to learn QuickBooks.
So
really fun.
If we have somebody else doing it, we can actually go back to doing our jobs, which is figuring out what the association needs done and setting those priorities and directing people to get it done.
Well, we have a road maintenance taking care of the roads, and then I don't know what we're going to do if somebody else is doing all the other work.
Well, we can still be volunteers helping with the roads and stuff, and we have the oversight responsibility. We still will have a secretary and a treasurer. The secretary, the board secretary, will still need to sign as secretary, so they're going to have to read all this stuff. It's just they don't have to do the mundane, you know, typing. The treasurer is still going to have to review the financials and give the financial report to the board so that the board can review it. And the treasurer is still the one responsible for that.
Still writing the checks.
The treasurer probably should still be the one writing the checks. Or signing the checks.
As,
you know, they can be written by somebody else, and then the treasurer reviews it and signs it.
Yeah.
That's the treasurer's job. Again, we're management. That's what a board's job is management. So that allows us to be management because then we have somebody else doing those tasks.
Yeah, that makes sense, and having somebody come in once a week makes sense too, or coming in or taking the stuff to that person if they can do it at their home.
Mm-hmm.
That's even better.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's doable, and I can write a job description for that too. We just need to kind of come up with what tasks, and I think I pretty much can figure out what tasks a secretary would need to do that could take care of this stuff and do the election. Now, for inspector of election, that's another issue, and that's why we may have to have a special meeting because we're going to have to appoint an inspector of election real soon since we can't manage the trust won't be now.
It has to be somebody that's not on the board.
Not necessarily. Well, yes. It has to be somebody that meets the new requirements that are in place. The easiest solution, if she's willing to do it, is to pay Yvette, to do it because she's a notary. That is one of the approved inspectors of election, is a notary.
Who's Yvette?
Yvette Boren.
They're the ones who own all the money?
No.
And did they pay up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And as a notary, she is an approved. She would be approved as an inspector of election.
She's been doing our notary.
Yeah.
Oh, she has been?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No. Because she's right here, so we don't have to drive to town. It works a lot better than driving to San
Diego. It's a lot cheaper.
Well, does she still live over there in the cul-de-sac?
Yeah. So it's been working real well because she usually
has to do with personal like or dislike of a person. They're capable.
Yeah, and she usually catches us like before a board meeting, so we can do it all, or we don't have to all travel.
Yeah.
So it works out real good. But as a notary, she would be an approved inspector.
Right.
We could also use somebody like Donette, who's not a member, not on the board, not anything else, but which is perfectly fine. But because they specifically say a notary is one of the approved,
yeah,
I think that would be an even better...
If she would be willing to do it.
Right, if she's willing. But again, these are things... We're going to have to pay somebody. And
yeah, we are.
Personally, I'd just soon stay in the canyon anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can keep it in the canyon, better.
I think that the people we use that are in the canyon make them feel more a part of the canyon,
mm-hmm,
and are more willing to do the...
And we're much more likely to get people in the canyon to do it if we're making them paid employees instead of volunteers.
Yeah, volunteers.
Nobody's
nice.
Got time to volunteer.
Volunteers was nice, but it really doesn't work very well.
It's hard
because the election when they're in there doing the counting and stuff. Is it okay for this person or is this person questionable or you know? But when they're paid, they'll have the list of people who are.
Yep, and this is it. So anyway, like I said, I can do another job description. That's no problem. Get it out to everybody so you can look at it before the next meeting.
Well, I think that's a good idea. I'll make a motion that you.
But what
do
we need to do is also look at, what kind of a salary range we're willing to pay or can afford to pay. And again, if we, even with a rental tractor, I think we could do the road work in-house and save enough money to pay for an employee. And whatever we don't spend each year can go towards the pavement stuff that we can't do in-house that we're going to have to hire a contractor for. And I think we may actually start getting ahead a little bit if we are careful.
I'm going to second Rita's motion.
Well, I'll go ahead and do a job description if that's what everybody wants to entertain. We can actually move to approve this job description if we'd like right now. It's on the agenda. It's also on the agenda if we want to approve a salary range and budget for this position.
Well, as long as this person isn't expected to do all of that.
No, these are the things, it'll be little bits and pieces of all of those things.
Yeah.
That's what it means. These are the things that we identified as being things that need to be done. And it doesn't necessarily mean this person will be doing all of them either. This person will direct it a lot of times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of this is going to be done by a contractor. But we have to have somebody the contractor has to report to.
But just the maintenance person gets paid, not the volunteers.
Right, we would still have volunteer crews. Now we may have to look in the future at paying them too if we don't get enough. If we can get enough, we don't have to pay them.
We have a nice lot of volunteers.
Right, and as long as we can continue to get volunteers, then that's fine.
Well,
but I think when we start talking about coordinating and working with contractors and everything, we're getting beyond what you can expect a volunteer to do.
Well, that's when we're talking about things like fixing the ditches and, I mean, the biker house.
Covered.
So, yeah. Again, we're not to the point, and it's not on the agenda to determine who we're going to hire at this point. It's do we want to create this position, and because we can't hire anybody right now anyway. First, we have to get set up to do payroll. We have to get workers' comp. So those are things that have to get done before we can hire somebody. But I would say that if we wanted to, we could have somebody hired by next month without too much trouble. By our next board meeting, we could be ready to hire somebody if we wanted to.
Yeah, we have to get a number from the federal government and from the state government, you know.
Mm-hmm. So we have to do all the paperwork as volunteers.
Yeah. So we can pay somebody else to do
it after that, yes. It may also make it easier for us to get people to run for the board if they find out that they aren't going to have to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the things that keep people from running for the board.
Well, yeah. Well,
they don't want to do this.
For one thing, you just barely get into it and it's time to change boards.
Yeah.
And
that would make that part of it easier too, because then the board is just oversight and management. You don't have to learn all the paperwork.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pluses. The downside is we're going to have to spend money.
Well, but that's what we're building it up for. I mean, we've got a nice, we have a nice balance, right?
And I would say it takes away from the money that we need to spend on the roads, but no, that's exactly what this is. We're spending it on the roads.
Yeah. And we're coming up on pay time again, so we're finally going to get some more money, so we're going to get ahead enough, maybe we can afford to buy a tractor.
I think we would be able to. The biggest thing if we bought a tractor is getting it transported up here. That's going to cost us a fair amount of money too. That's probably around $1,500 to have somebody truck it up here, because it's not something we can go get ourselves. I don't have the equipment for it. So
I don't know anybody's got a trailer for it either.
Yeah, it'd have to be a big enough trailer to move a tractor that size.
The only person I can think of that it might have a trailer that big is Gary, but I don't think it's as big enough either.
No, we don't have anybody out here that does.
We don't have any reason to have anybody that big.
So again, we'd have to pay to transport it, so you got to add that to the cost of buying one.
Yeah.
But I would say we could get a decent tractor here, transported here, for under $10,000. Which, it's a big chunk, but talking about something that's we're going to be using for years.
And having it brought out for $10,000.
Yeah, for less than that. And if you think, tractor...
You have to put a limit on it. You have to put a top on it.
Well, it's not even on this agenda to approve anyway, so this is just... Again, these are the ways we can make this position work.
Well,
and when we need other things...
We're going to have to do something because we aren't getting volunteers.
Right, but it would keep us from having to rent on a regular basis.
Yeah.
For now, we can rent too. Because the tractor's about $300 a day, but you got to pay to get it transported out here.
And you got to find somebody who's got one.
And that's getting to be the expensive part. Used to be that was the cheap part of renting a tractor for a weekend, was the transport. Now that's the expensive part.
Because this little tractor place, a rental place, doesn't always have a tractor.
No, and they, from the equipment I rented from, I quit renting from them, because every time I'd rent something, it broke down before I could do the job. And, you spent more time just...
Getting them to come out and take it and get another one.
Yeah. And it wasn't worth it. So that's why I started renting from Hertz. Yeah. But anyway, so again, what we need to do is decide if we want to approve the job description. I don't know, we haven't even discussed what kind of a salary range or budget for the job. We need to look at that. I mean, in today's, you know, climate, personally, I think most, you're not going to get too much of anybody to work for less than, you know, $15 an hour. That's minimum, damn near minimum wage anyway. And I think 18 is more realistic. 18 to 20 is kind of a realistic hourly rate for an employee.
15 and then you can go up. I don't want to start high because you can't come down.
But yeah, you got to have it enough to get somebody that's going to do the work too.
But for,
can't we start low and then?
Yeah, but I don't think you'll get anybody to agree to it. That's the thing.
I think there's people that would work for $15 an hour.
Yeah.
But
not nowadays.
You pay somebody $15 an hour. The social security and unemployment.
Oh yeah, all that goes on top of that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, which is that, and that's part of the difference, though. If you're hiring somebody as contract labor, you have to pay them twice as much because they're covering all that stuff themselves. As an employee, you're covering it. But still, you hire somebody for $15 an hour, I hate to say it, you're getting what you pay for. If you're hiring a $15 an hour laborer, you're getting a $15 an hour laborer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, McDonald's pays that much. So yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Somebody who lives in San Canyon and can work in San Canyon might find $15 an hour an attractive wage.
Maybe 5 minutes
to work and 5 minutes home and everything's local.
Maybe.
And just to think of people, Liam worked in road construction, and people like that is the people we need to find.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just have to put it up so that people know about it and can apply for it.
I think it's a good idea. I think it should be approved, the job descriptions, and then I think there should be further discussion on what the salary would be. I would like it mentioned at the general meeting if we can wait that long.
We can wait as long as we want. The problem is we're not getting anything done.
Yeah.
So the sooner we get going, the better.
Yeah.
Well, if we'd like, we could do a motion to approve the job description. And as far as the salary range and budget, we can wait until we have information on what the workers' comp is going to cost us.
I thought we did that already.
We started to.
Different workers' comp.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So I guess
trying to keep up with you.
We could make a. I'll make a motion that we had approved the job description.
I think that Bill already did.
Yeah, we need a board member.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the job description and that we table the salary range and budget until we have the information on workers' comp cost.
I'll second.
Because even having a job description doesn't mean we have to fill it. So
right.
Doesn't cost us anything to approve a job description.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah,
and I think if it's in the minutes and people read the minutes, then people can actually apply if they want to.
Any opposed? Okay, so we have a job description. Mm-hmm. I will have us a job description for secretary for the next meeting.
Okay. I think that's a good idea too. That's an Joan's been doing a lot of good work, but it's a lot.
Right, and it still doesn't preclude the board members from doing things.
And
it just means that we have somebody to help us if we hire a secretary, so we can delegate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing a little better with QuickBooks now.
That brings us to number 10, which is discussion possible action to employ a maintenance manager to oversee road maintenance and repairs.
I think we handled that, didn't we?
Well, we haven't actually handled it, but I think that one's one we're going to need a motion to table since we still don't have a salary range or budget for it.
Yeah, it's going to have to be tabled.
So, is that a motion to table it?
Yes.
And Pat's the second.
Yeah, that'll work.
Any opposed? Okay, so we'll bring that back up on the next agenda so that we can hopefully get somebody on board to start doing this. In the meantime, too, I will check and see what a tractor would cost us to rent, because we may want to look at that to actually do our road repairs. Let's get somebody on board, rent a tractor for a week, and that's how we can get started.
Well, I would think of if we could get a hold of Billy and ask him what he would rent us John Scroggins' tractor for.
It's not working. Okay. It's still not. He wants to get that fixed, but it's not fixed.
And I would like to get
a... How much are the repairs, and in return we get so many hours of usage?
I think John would probably go along, or Billy, however you call him.
This is an idea, because then you'd always have a tractor on
I've
the dirt roads,
him.
And
he
if Billy says
you
responsible people are using it, they can use it.
Well,
maybe
at this
not.
Point, I think we need a motor grader, you know. Use a long, big blade to do both sides of the road and reshape it, because I know one of the rotor boards, there's a couple of places where we need to do some real big grading on that.
I would agree that there's a lot of stuff that needs to be graded. The thing is, though, if we did have our own tractor with a scraper, it's a lot slower, but you can shape and redo the road with one. It just takes longer.
Yeah.
But again, if we had somebody that was doing it, you know, 6-8 hours a week, we'd have the time.
Yeah.
And that would be better than paying for a road grader. But again, we have to start somewhere. So we are going to have to decide, do we want to spend the money on having the roads graded this year? It's a trade-off. We can get a tractor of our own for the money that we would spend having the roads graded. Yeah. Which one's going to give us the more long-term benefit? We need
getting
to...
our own tractor.
Because it would be here the following year.
If the association had its own equipment, they could do a lot more.
That's exactly. See, if we had somebody come in here and just do minimal grading, it's going to cost us $10,000. $10,000,
we could... We're back to where are we going to put it?
Well, we'll have to come up with that. That's the next problem.
I mean, I've got a vacant spot on my lot to put it, but that makes me responsible for it, and I don't know if I want to do that one.
But anyway, that's getting past what we've got on our agenda, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, we've tabled that, so we're... Well, actually, it is. It's bringing it right up to what it is. Discussion, possible action to approve road maintenance and repairs for 2019 and budget for said repairs. So we are right there. This is what we need to discuss.
We need to do
how we're going to do this. Do we want to?
I have a plan.
Okay.
As you know, Carl is running the road committee right now. We have people that have signed up for the road crew, and I'm willing to work with Carl and to do his projects. Well, we got to make a decision on what projects we're going to do. I would recommend that we do the Sand Canyon Wash, because I don't think we'll ever see that price again that we were quoted. We need to fix Audrey's drainage.
Definitely.
We need to do minor grading. And I was hoping that Carl could handle the minor grading. And then we need to fix potholes. That's probably four things we could do this year. If we were to assign a budget to Carl of $10,000 to accomplish the Sand Canyon Wash, take care of repairing the drainage at Audrey's, doing some minor grading, and some work on the potholes, that would be our project for the year. That would leave us $20,000 to put into the projects next year. I like Randy's idea of us putting asphalt on roads. If we put asphalt on roads, we eliminate a lot of problems that we're having right now. So if we were to get Morgan Lane graded and do asphalt on a portion of our association next year, we'd have money, hopefully, to do that. But we have to save the money to do the asphalt, because Carl got a quote for $90,000 to lay cold patch on Sand Canyon, from the water company to the campground. You know, that's a 3-4 year a five-year budget for us, but it's the thing we need to do. Same thing as putting asphalt on Hackamore or other roads. Well, if we can get grants, that's great, but I think we can only get a grant for Morgan Lane. So if we could cut down our expenditures this year and try and put the money into next year and try and accomplish some of the big asphalt projects, I think we're getting ahead of the game. But, you know, a lot would depend on, you know, is that what we want to do? Do we want to do sand canyon? Can Carl do minor grading with his tractor guy? We can fix the potholes if we just get organized and work together. We can take care of Audrey if we get organized and work together. So with a budget of $10,000 spent on road repairs this year, maybe we can accomplish those four items. We might have money left over. We might not. I don't know. But a lot would depend on how much money Carl needs to spend to grade the roads this year. We can do the potholes and we can do water for minimal money. And that would just be a plan. Yeah.
We've already approved $200 to fix
Carl,
the table.
Yeah.
Carl,
that needs
would that be a good plan for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, we have to get on it pretty quick because otherwise we need to get water to do put on the roads for it.
Yeah.
It's been too late already.
But would you be able to do minimal repairs with that kind of money in your budget?
Well, I used to get the whole track for $6,000-$7,000.
We're looking at $5,000 on the wash. We're looking at a couple of $100 on the drainage. So we're going to have $4,000 to fix the potholes and do the grading, minimal grading to just maintain our roads. But we don't want to spend big money. If Carl can do the dirt grading for $1,000, that's wonderful. Then we have an extra $4,000 to put in our asphalt projects. Or money to buy a tractor to take care of the dirt roads. That's all my thinking is. That's the way I was thinking. I thought I'd lay it out there, and I'm sure there's other ideas out there.
I'm thinking that even to do minimal grading, we're going to spend $10,000 just on that because it costs more than it used to cost.
Yeah.
And I think that's a minimal, and I'm talking minimal grading, would probably cost us $10,000.
What I was talking
about. We've got that much money, but do we want to spend it all on that?
Yeah. Talking about, Carl's tractor guy has done really well. He's done good on the roads. He fixed a few roads that we've had trouble with. So if we can get our dirt grading way down, all to invest in the next year to i.e. buy a tractor, i.e. major asphalt roads, you know, build towards the big projects next year. Maintain this year, keep us going, and then really try and sock it home next year.
Well, that one of the things that I think we should look at is getting a tractor ASAP. And like I said, again, we'll talk about it next month, but if we put a maintenance worker on to operate that tractor, along with volunteers, I think we could do the grading in-house, and we'd still be able to save that money for next year for doing asphalt.
I do know Marcus would contribute to tractor repairs.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the knowledge and he's got the tools, and he's also an excellent tractor operator. Work that he would do would all be voluntary. So if we bought the tractor instead, and then Carl would tell him, hey, Marcus, I need you to take care of Morgan Lane today, you know. Then he'll go out there and spend the few hours working the Morgan Lane. But it would take somebody to tell him what roads that we want worked, when he works that road, it would require supervision, so he's not out there by himself.
It also requires traffic control.
Yeah, that's why we need this. That's why we need that.
Because somebody's got to go put up the road work ahead signs and that kind of stuff too, because that's all part of it. Because otherwise, our liability goes through the roof.
I don't think any worker should be out there. Anybody should be out there by themselves.
Right.
No, ever.
But the idea was not to spend a ton of money this year, but try and get the projects done next year, like Morgan Lane, etc. But we do need Carl to help us get through the maintenance on the dirt roads this year, organize the potholes, organize Audrey, and then release the contract for Sand Canyon. Now I'm thinking 10,000, we don't go over that. We got 20,000 for next year. If we decide we're going to spend $10,000 on a tractor this year, we'll still have $10,000 for next year.
Yeah, I think we could put Sand Canyon off, but I think if we do Sand Canyon, it's something everybody's going to see, which will help tremendously because we keep raising the
dues,
assessments,
and
they don't see anything. They need to be able to see something. I think that one really makes it something they can see, which makes it worthwhile.
Oscar's work that he did on Horseshoe Lane was very, very good. And if we got the same work done on Sand Canyon, 20 years from now, guess what? It'll still be smiling, and it still won't be washed away, and we won't give a dang about the weather.
One of the things, we will need some volunteers to help with that project, because we have to do traffic control. Major traffic control for that one. Major for us.
We have a list that we turned in last time of all the people who are going to work on the road.
Yeah, but we will have to coordinate, and that's again goes back to why we need a maintenance manager, somebody that can coordinate these things, because we're going to have to coordinate volunteers to work when Oscar is going to work.
Right.
But we have to set up traffic control because we're going to be blocking that road.
Okay.
Which means we need to run a tractor.
Well, we have to do traffic
Marcus
control and detour.
Through,
the idea on the traffic control is the young lady next to me said that we could drive on her property and we could make a road on that flat strip on the bottom.
Yeah.
We'll completely barricade the road off and you'll just have to drive around that little section and we'll put up so many barricades and signs that even Liz can make it.
But that's the process. We have to do those things.
Yeah. But, and then when we're through, we've got a big...
Carl, if he handles the Oscar and the building project, we help him with the roads, it will be a lot easier.
Yeah.
There's no reason a couple of us couldn't help Carl handle the roads.
No, it just has to be coordinated.
Yeah. And Carl will supervise the project instead of watching what's going on with the roads.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take care of that. Carl will take care of the construction work. He knows what he's doing, and I approve of what he does. So
anyway. I think we're all pretty much in agreement on getting that portion done. Again, now we have to decide, though, do we want to spend money on grading or do we want to buy a tractor? Because we aren't going to be able to do both. So that's something we need to figure out. Do we want to
entertain approaching the guy who owns the RV park to participate in paying?
I don't think we'll get anything.
It doesn't hurt.
We can ask.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
We can send them a letter. Again, it's not an RV park anymore, so they don't really have traffic very often.
No, it's just porno movies.
Another question on the dirt roads.
I have no idea.
Carl?
What?
What do we literally have to do on the dirt roads this year to make everything acceptable?
Acceptable
and drivable.
Well,
could we get away with $2,000 of grading with your tractor guy? Do we need to drop $5,000 worth of road base?
Well,
I don't know.
I've been trying to get a motor grader for the last couple of weeks. We may be able to get one in the next couple of weeks, but we need to do something pretty quick, so...
We need to take advantage of this moisture.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I got to interject here.
Yeah.
Audrey takes priority. We have talked about that for years now. And this last rain was really hard.
Yeah.
And it's even worse now.
Okay.
And we budgeted $200. We approved $200 to get it done. So let's get it done.
We need to organize a crew to do it.
Oh.
That's what we're going to
do today, is make sure we get the crew organized and get the funds in place and get the jobs going.
It's your truck.
It's what?
We need to use the truck. We need to get the pipe down there and all that stuff.
Well, we can do all that. I just need to know when we can have some volunteers willing to get out there and help.
Yeah,
and we can set up
You're going to have a backhoe to
has one.
Okay, well,
we just need to come up with a date and let's get up there and get it done.
Let's get up and get it done.
Well, you're the one that has the backhoe, so you let us know when you want to start.
Carl, can you organize a date for that job? I will make sure that you have me. I'm limited, but you will have Marcus, you will have my tractor, and we'll all be up there helping.
Okay.
Liam told me that he would help, and if we get a couple of other people,
I
imagine the project would go pretty quick.
It doesn't take that many people. We don't want to fall over each other, you know?
No, but we do need people with the flags to...
Yeah, the more the better. How's next weekend?
It'll be okay.
What's next weekend? Next weekend.
Weekend after today? That's about all I can tell you. I know I don't have any meetings that weekend yet.
I'm looking at the date, and I'm thinking the date. Yeah, I think I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay.
If we want to try it for that, unless something crisis comes up, I'll schedule my time to make it for, 18th. We can start next Saturday. That way, if it turns into a bigger job than we anticipate, we've got Sunday to finish. Okay, well, Carl, do you want to coordinate volunteers?
Well, we got Marcus, we got Rita.
They need to be contacted and have them see if they can schedule time for that weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I already said
it's Saturday the 18th?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if we can schedule it, I'll be happy. I've got the car trailer out here that we can haul the material on, so that's not a problem.
The only thing I think is a problem is the culvert that we don't want it plugging up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only problem I see.
Yeah, I don't see that being a problem. We can make it work.
Okay. Well, you have to make up an okay paperwork that I can sign. To have people on my property.
Yeah, but we're not going
to. I know that. We're talking.
Yeah, we'll have to look and see, because if we can keep the detour in the Sand Canyon easement, because that's 120 feet wide.
Okay.
We might be able to do that. Of course, we've got a well house in the way, but we can see how much we're going to have to get in and out of that easement.
Three people that live up there and two of them are here, so they can drive the other way. It's that simple.
Well, I'm just saying, we can make it.
We'll be done in half a day.
We could come up with a waiver to give you, or to show that we're doing it on your property and that you approved it.
Yeah.
That would cover insurance cover it.
Yeah,
we have a worksheet that we're supposed to use too.
Okay,
which we're going to have to fill out to do Audrey's too.
So
we
can do that, and that way we can cover it. Yeah.
Okay. And we agree that we're going to approve the Sand Canyon project.
We need a motion for that, but I don't see a problem with it. I think that would be a good idea.
I'll make a motion that we do the Sand Canyon.
Okay, so Paul can release that contract to Oscar.
Who wants to second it?
And we can get that organized.
Okay. You get that?
Once again, you need any help, Carl, you just ask and we'll be there.
So now that gets us, we've got the Sand Canyon crossing. Uh-huh. We know that's going to cost us, $5,000 or so, I think is the quote.
And that's usually,
we've already approved the $200 on order.
Right. What do we want to do about grading?
We need to get a tractor.
I mean, do we want to see if we can get a grader out here and spend $4,000 or $5,000 grading, or do we want to get a tractor? Do we want to rent one? What do we want to try and...
Maybe Carl could give us a plan and tell us what he needs to spend.
Well,
he's working on
it. I have to look around again, and like I said, we need to do it as fast as possible. Unless you'd be able to buy a tractor in the next couple of 3 weeks, then we could use our tractor, but for the time being.
Right. that's what we have to decide. What do we want to approve as far as to have graded? If we're going to hire somebody to grade it, how much do we want to spend? If we spend too much, then we're not going to be able to buy a tractor. So we got to weigh all these and figure out what direction we want to go. This is the hard part of a board. We've got to make decisions.
I think it's important to buy a tractor.
I do too.
I think looking forward.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know, if we're looking 10 years down the road, I think it's important. Because otherwise, every year we've got this same issue.
And the price is going to go up and up and up and up. I think it's important to look for a tractor, and I don't have any idea where to go.
Because I think we can cut our costs if we do that.
I think so too.
That's a good call. $10,000 to spend on the Sand Canyon, road grading, everything else. If he can't do it for that amount, he needs to tell us, and we'll need to come back and have another meeting and either say, well, we're not going to approve the grading, we're going to buy a tractor, or we're going to approve this grading and buy a tractor for next year, you know.
Well, the best thing is you're going to find out how much a tractor is going to cost, how soon you can get it, and I work on getting somebody do the grading with the tractor, so who, you know, and then as soon as you find out, and I'll let you know what I come up with, then we make a decision.
So we'll have to
put
that,
that'll put it off till the next board meeting, where we have to call another one.
We can have a special meeting.
A special meeting.
Because it's got to get done while we've got the water roads. I mean, God did his part. Or whoever you believe in.
Well, even if it's a month or two from now, we don't know what the weather's going to do. We may have moisture then. We may not.
We may not. We have to plan on we may not.
But again, now, if, then I'm not saying I don't want to start grading tomorrow. I have no problem if we say, let's have a grader out here tomorrow. I've got no problem with that. But say we waited 2 months. By the time we got our own tractor up here and got everything ready and got somebody hired and got volunteers coordinated to do roads, and the roads are dried out, well, do we? If we're doing it with our own equipment and it's going to take longer, is that a problem?
Yeah,
see, we're not paying a
dust
contractor.
Control.
Yeah, well, but dust control is minor.
When it rains, Carl can call up and say, hey, I need the tractor to grade safely.
But I mean, again, we know that we need to grade, but is there any roads that are impassable?
Well, no, not really.
So if we had a tractor, and even if we didn't grade until the end of the year, then we could grade, because we're not writing a big check then. We've already written the check. We bought the tractor. We've already put somebody on that's going to do the work. So the money's already spent.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
If we get the tractor, we can hit the hard edge.
The really bad spots, even if there's no water, we can hit the bad spots. I've got a 300-gallon water tank out here, too. If nothing else, we can take out for a small spot. You can wet it.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I'm just saying, these are things we could do if we had a tractor.
Yeah.
I don't think the time is that critical if we had our own equipment, because if it didn't rain, it didn't rain. We can make do and keep the roads passable for the year. If we do the Sand Canyon crossing, we've done something huge and visible that everybody's going to see, so they're not going to complain as much about the grading if they've seen this big project done.
I think that's a big deal for something that somebody can see.
And they won't complain as much about the grading. And if we bought a tractor and they can see that we're going to be doing regular road maintenance, they're going to be patient.
Well, I'm all for buying a tractor.
I'm just saying that we may want to look at it that direction instead of spending money on grading right now. Instead, get a tractor.
One of the advantages of having our own tractor is when we have that summer shower,
we can go to work.
Carl can call and say, hey,
right then,
I need the work done on such and such a road.
And we're not stuck with whether a contractor's available.
He will tell you what to do, and you'll do it for him.
But that's the huge advantage. We don't have, we're not dependent on a contractor anymore. If it rains, we grade.
Yeah.
And I think we'll actually end up doing a lot more grading than we've ever done if we've got our own equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Just like back when John was alive and we had his tractor, a lot more grading was done then than any other time, because you could do it whenever you had time.
Carl, how were the roads when John Scroggins was grading?
No, he kept at it all the time, you know. There wasn't a week where he didn't, you know, wait.
That was his enjoyment.
They were workable, right?
Yeah.
And that's, again, why I say if we have a maintenance worker that can put in 5 or 6 hours every week, the roads would be really nice.
Yeah.
People would be happy.
Well, I agree with this, too.
Yeah, they'd find something else to bitch about.
Well, yeah, they will. But they'd be happy with the roads.
So do we have to have a motion to...
We don't have to, but I think that if we do, that just moves us that much further. We've set a budget, and we've set, you know, we've decided to go forward with the crossing. I would call that a $5,000 budget. Pat and Rita made the motion, Pat seconded. Was anybody opposed? So that's unanimous, and that carries. So we're going to go forward with the Sand Canyon crossing. So now, what we could do is, rather than approving money for grading, we can approve funds to buy a tractor. We just have to decide how big of an amount we would be willing to spend on a tractor. The more you spend, the nicer equipment you get, the longer it's going to last. But again, cuts into what we've got.
Well, you have to put a cap on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I say we need to approve a budget. That doesn't say that's what we're spending. That's our maximum. That's our budget.
Checkbook, because I don't remember how.
I would suggest if you're going to buy a tractor, approve $10,000.
That's what I was going to say.
You have a very wide variety of options. You can say, "Oh, I'm buying this tractor for $3,500. I'm putting in $3,000 in repairs, and I'm buying a new scraper blade for two. We still got it covered."
Yeah.
If we buy it for $3,500, it works, and we got a blade, we're just going to allow it all the way to the bank.
If you buy a $3,500 tractor, we're going to have to spend a lot to maintain and repair.
I think we have to have a budget for $10,000.
But if you have $10,000 to spend, you see a twice better tractor for $7,500,
mm-hmm.
then at least you know you can buy that tractor.
Right.
You don't have to come back here and go, oh, I found a better deal, but I need your approval, and then you go back.
By then it's too late.
Yeah.
Well, and that's it. To get it, you know, if we want to get a decent price on one, the best thing is to buy it at the auction. But you're buying it with unknown conditions, etc. You're buying, you know,
unseen.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's. But I've had good luck with the auction.
Well,
but I've had some stuff that were white elephants too. So you gotta. You know, it is a little bit of a chance.
I wish John Sprogram, young John, was here.
But if you're doing an auction, you've got to be ready right then and there to spend the money because, you know, you got a bid on it. There are some other things that we could look at. Like the backhoe, I bought that from Hertz. You know, I paid 40-something thousand for it, but I bought it from Hertz because I knew I was getting a low-hour tractor that would last for the next 20 years at the rate that we use it. You know, that had like 3,500 hours on it, which is about the half-life of a tractor.
Tractors are expensive.
They are definitely expensive.
I mean, my tractor alone is a little one, and that was $15,000.
Yeah, so trying to get a used one for less than 10 is going to be tough. Yeah, that's the difference, too.
So that's, but again, you get what you pay for, you know, without a question. So we need to decide what, do we want a piece of equipment that's going to be in the shop all the time being worked on, or do we want a piece of equipment that we can actually go out here and do road maintenance
work
with?
We need to.
So we have to come up with.
I think we have to have a cap as to how high we can go. And if we're going
to
go...
As to how high we're willing to go.
Right, okay. Well, and what we can do, by how much we can. Maybe I put that $20,000 a little bit prematurely in the bank. Which,
well, no, we can always move it back. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah. Because at that point, we had 37.
But we were going to approve to do the Sand Canyon wash.
Yes, that's already done.
It's already done.
We've approved that.
Release that contract next week.
That is approved.
Yep.
Well, I was just going to look here and see what a used rental is selling for, just so we have an idea of what we should be looking at. Because these, let's see if I can get it to come up here. That's ag tractor. I want an ag.
You want a muffin?
No,
you want a muffin? Audrey, want a muffin?
Put that right in front of me.
The hell?
I love those little things.
I do too, especially the chocolate chip ones. But the cranberries are good too.
I'll take a blueberry.
Or I grabbed a blueberry.
They're blueberry, banana, nut.
Oh. I thought I was doing healthy with cranberries. Blueberries, but too.
They're good anyway.
Let's see. Equipment. Equipment loader, excavator, tractor. Skid steer. Dumb thing. Come on. There we go.
If the board is interested, when I get that truck done, I'll let you know too. Because it would be a good truck for what we're doing.
Yeah, I don't want to use some of it, personal truck.
That's exactly.
It gets confusing. Try and get your mileage and.
Okay, well, this is only listing one, but it's a 2010 John Deere for $26,900. So that gives you an idea of what a low hour.
$26,000?
Yeah, because it's got 2,600 hours on it, so that's like new.
I wish we could afford it. But.
Yeah. But again, we need to have an idea of what the equipment costs to get an idea of what we should spend.
Let's see. I just don't know.
I don't know why they only show the one. That's kind of. Because when I was looking for backhoes, they had all over the place.
Yeah, I was just thinking that these people are going to get their. When we send out all that information, it's going to have our balances and stuff. And I don't want to have a really high balance in our checking account and savings account and make them think we're not doing anything with the money that they're putting forth.
That's why I do think that, if we go forward with the Sand Canyon, the reason I think that is important is because it will point out that, there's work being done.
It's right in the middle of the center of everything where everybody has to see
it. And it's a big project that's going to be very visible.
Except all those people that turn off on Sunday and don't see what comes above it.
Yeah.
A lot of people never even been above Sunday.
One more time here and see if
remember, it's got to be able to handle the lift coming down the hill at 40 miles an hour.
That's the only thing I'm worried about with that little curve right there.
We'll have to put caution.
Can I exclude?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah. They don't have any tractors for sale right now except that one, 26,900. But that gives us an idea. Again, 2,600 hours is $26,000. So, if we get one in the 4,000 hour range, we should be expecting to spend, I would say, under 15. A 10 might be pushing it. 15 should be reasonable. And I'll do some more looking and get some details, but that should give us a rough idea.
Well, if you find one, you should be able to call the board members and.
Well, we need to, like I said, if we're going to even think about doing it in an auction, we have to be.
Right,
he's got to have a budget. Right now.
So shouldn't we just go ahead and make a motion?
That's what we need to decide exactly. How much are we willing to spend?
We're trying to figure out how much we should be realistic.
How much we realistically need to approve to spend on a tractor if we want something other than a piece of equipment we're going to spend all our time just fixing.
Right.
And figure how many hours a year we're going to want to use a piece of equipment is another thing. I mean, if we're going to use it, say, 100 hours a year, in 10 years, that's 1,000 hours. So if we. Normally, a tractor lasts about 8,000 hours. So if we bought something in the 4,000 or 5,000 hour range, that's about the time maintenance starts costing. But at the same time, you still have 4,000 or 5,000 hours left of useful life in that tractor before it dies. So at that rate, that's something that we could keep operating probably for the next 30 years or 40 years.
I think if we have
that's realistic.
Use more.
Yeah, but if we get something in the 4,000 hour range, that's probably a good range to look at. We're talking 10,000 to 15,000, I think, is realistic.
You have to look at
15,000. 15,000 sounds like a good idea.
And I think, considering that's going to pretty much shoot our budget, but at the same time, I think that it's an investment in our future.
And not in the long run.
Right. It's an investment in our future. So if we want to look at that, if somebody wants to make that motion, I think that's realistic.
I'll make a motion 15,000 tops.
I'll second.
You got to vote. Where did you go?
Yeah, we'll hold on for a minute until everybody comes back, and then we'll vote on the motion.
But he's not a board member.
No, I know.
He is. Where did he go?
Not sure.
He took the muffin that you offered him.
Yeah. No, he didn't take that one. He went and got one on his own.
On his own, yes.
Yes.
It's okay.
That's all right. We can wait a minute.
These are good.
Actually, it's a plantain instead of a banana.
Really?
Yeah. I've never liked bananas, but I don't mind plantains.
Bananas have lost their flavor.
And
they're not.
But there's something about a banana. There's just a different flavor to a banana. Plantain is plainer.
And they leave something in your teeth.
That's why they call it a plantain.
I like plantains.
I don't know what a plantain is, but I'll eat it.
It's those big banana. They look like a banana, but they're big.
Yeah.
Big
ones. They're just a different variety. But I like the flavor better. And I use them to cook with.
I just buy the food I need. I really don't have a
well, Carl, we've got a motion on the table for to spend up to $15,000 for a tractor. So is anybody opposed? Okay, that passes unanimously. So we'll look for a tractor.
Progress.
The beginning of June is when the next round of auctions comes up. So in the meantime, though, I'll look like Hertz and the other rental companies and see what they have in used equipment too, because that's another good way to go. The good thing about buying used equipment from a rental company is you know that it's had the oil changed and stuff like that on a regular basis.
Yeah.
You buy it at the auction, it could have been some hole in the wall contractor that just runs it into the ground. So
could have been somebody's garage for years and years too.
Yeah. So again, we'll look and see what's out there and we'll work with that budget.
Okay, now I have a question.
Yeah.
So you look on there and you come up with it and you find it and you want to go buy it.
Then I do a purchase requisition and I tell you and you write a check. We've approved it.
Okay. That's what
in fact, we just we've just bypassed the purchase requisition. We just approved it. So all we have to do is write the check. So
no,
if we
I have
find
to have
something
a piece of paper to go with it.
We find something, we write the check and we go buy it. Okay, discussion and possible action on alternative communication methods to replace the current prepaid cell phone. We talked about this last month and approved going to AT&T. I wanted to bring up since then, I have a new problem here with phones. Our answering service apparently went out of business overnight.
No.
About 3 days ago, because when I went to forward our phone to the answering service, this number has been disconnected.
Without any warning?
Without any warning.
Oh,
and
God.
I finally called them on their fax line yesterday, and they answered, they should be turned back on today. We had phone problems. Well, that was yesterday. They still aren't working today. So I am going to have to invest in a new phone system for the office here that has an auto attendant instead of an answering service. So you'll get, a message, press this button for this button for that, and there'll be one in there that'll say, if this is a water-related emergency, press this button, and you'll be connected to the on-call operator. And that way it'll go to my cell phone without having to do anything else, but I don't have to answer every other, call that comes in here. Just those. But anyway, looking at this, I also looked at, I've got to have a second phone line, and AT&T is ridiculously expensive for business phones.
Mm-hmm.
It's $100 a month for a phone, just for a regular telephone. And it's the exact same phone you have at home, but because it's a business, it's $100 instead of $35. So I'm looking at VoIP, which is voice over internet. With voice over internet, a business phone line is about $20 a month. Which is quite a difference.
I gotta run.
And what I'm thinking about that the association may want to look at is voice over internet. We can get a business line for about $20 a month for voice over internet. Part of the service with voice over internet is any voicemails that are left get translated to an email and emailed to you. So you don't even need the physical phone. The physical phone can go anywhere there's an internet connection. No phone line needed. You just have a little box that gets plugged in to your computer.
Well, my internet doesn't work full time, but yeah.
So, and that can be moved anywhere at any time. It can be rolled over to a cell phone. There's so many different things you can do. it's actually cheaper than the cell phone would be at $20 a month, and it's unlimited calling.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's a better solution.
Well, that means we can call other states and stuff.
But if we want to put it off for another month, I'm going to get a voice over internet phone for my house and try it out. I'm going to do that right away. I'll probably be doing that when I get home today, get it ordered. And I'm going to try it out because I'm tired of paying $35 a month to AT&T at home, too. And so I'm going to try. For home, I can get it. I found it as low as $6 and some change if I pay for it 2 years at a time. $150 for 2 years.
Well, we could put it off because the cards are good until the end of July.
Right. Okay. One of the thoughts that I had, if I buy this phone system for the district, they may be willing to host a voiceover internet on that for the association, to where the association pays for the phone line. The advantage to that is nobody has to plug it into their computer at home. It's already plugged in here. It would be on the phone system. I could set up an extension so that somebody calls the association number, it rings an extension phone, which isn't actually an extension phone. It would be somebody else's cell phone. God. You could actually use your cell phone then. Nobody would know whose number it went to, but you could take your cell phone and call back into this office line and then call out on the association's phone. So you'd be using your cell phone from home, and they would never even know it. They would think you were calling from an office. Because that's the number that would come up.
That's crazy.
And that we're talking $20.
Yeah, I know, and I agree.
It's unlimited
good.
Calling. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was going through this manual on setting up this phone system, and I mean, it's a 100-and-some-odd page book on how to, because it can do so many different things.
Good thing you like to read that stuff.
But anyway, if we want to put this off for another month instead of doing something now, I think we will have more. And I will have the voiceover internet at my house so that we can know how it will work out here.
Oh, that's another.
Because I'll have it installed by then.
Going.
That's going to help with the cell phone. The cell phone's a viable alternative, except that it has to be carried around or left at your house. But with the voiceover internet, if Joan is out of town for a weekend, Rita could be answering the calls because it could forward there. It could, we've got the option. It could, in fact, it could ring everybody's cell phone at the same time if you want.
Well, it could ring one, and if that one doesn't answer, it could go to the next one.
But that's an option too. There's so many options that you could set it up to do.
Well,
we can set it to where nobody ever answers it. It just goes to voicemail, and the email goes to the whole board.
That was a problem before because then people would call in, and nobody would call back.
But then it's going to be the responsibility to call back.
Yeah.
But everybody knows about it, and we can call back.
I always call back.
So I'm just saying there's a lot of options available. So I'm going to move that we table this for a month. And that way...
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
And we'll have some more options, I think, because I have to deal with my issue. And if that helps the association, great.
I'll second it.
Any opposed? Okay. And I'll have a report for everybody next month on how VoIP works out here with HughesNet.
I hope it works.
Because one thing I'm a little bit worried about with HughesNet is there's latency. It takes so long for the signal to go all the way to the satellite and all the way back down that it's a slight delay. So it may make a little bit of a delay in your phone call. When you're talking and somebody else is talking, there's a delay in between.
Like a walkie-talkie.
But I'll see. I don't think it's too bad because HughesNet sells voice over internet. It's just they get $30 a month. But they sell voice over internet. Okay. Discussion and possible action accepting donation of mymva.org and related URLs, establish an account with web hosting provider. Again, it's up for renewal. I'm going to pay it. It's already on my credit card because it's due tomorrow, so I'm sure they've already charged me. So it's already paid for, but if the association is ready, willing, and able, wants to take it over, they are welcome to take it over. I actually own 3 URLs for the association. mymva.org, mountainvalleyassociation.org, and mountainvalleyassociation.com. And those were the 3 that were available when I did this, and I got all 3 of them so that nobody else could get them. So I tied them up for us so there's no confusion. Somebody else gets the same or very similar URL, and you don't know the difference between them. So that's why I got those three. Those were the three available. They cost...
We voted on that already.
I thought we did too.
We may have, but we never did anything.
Oh, okay.
What they cost me this year would be let me tell you exactly what it is. Where is the calculator? Because I can't do that in my head today. Normally I can, but today, I guess I haven't had enough coffee yet.
It's all right, I don't understand all this URL stuff anyway.
The biggest thing is that to do this, the association is going to have to set up an account for it. $163.39 is what it cost me for the year, and that's for the account, which is $9.99 a month for hosting these things, plus the payment for the URL, which is $20.17 each for two of them and $15.17 for one of them. So that's $163.39 a year. And then the association owns them forever. Again, you don't have to do anything right now because they're renewed tomorrow anyway. They're good for another year. We can wait and do it later. But sooner or later, the association is going to want to take them so they have control over them. And sooner or later, I'm going to move out of the California and you guys will need them anyway.
Some guys are going to need them anyway.
So again, it's up to you guys when and how you want to do it. They're there. They're definitely something I don't need. So
well,
they're available to you.
Put on QuickBooks for every month. Another one of those.
$9.99 a month. It's already broke down for you on the bill.
I know, but then you have to put it in there as this month.
But anyway, these are. That's what the cost is to set to have your website. It's $163.39 a year. And your email and all that. Now, when the association takes this over, and if they have somebody willing to do the actual hosting of it and maintain it, one thing that could be used to help some of our members understand why they have to pay so much, or actually this wouldn't be why they have to pay so much, this could be a benefit to them. I believe that the hosting gives us well over 100 emails. I forget how many is in it. Some of them are unlimited plans, but I'll have to look and see. We could offer the members their own email address if we wanted to. So they could have their name at mymva.org as their email address. Mm-hmm. And the association could give that to them as a value added, you know, for paying
couldn't
their
that,
dues.
Couldn't that get confusing?
No. It wouldn't be confusing. It's just like at AOL or at Yahoo or Gmail. Oh, it's just at mymva.org.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, that's something that the association could offer as a, you pay your dues on time, you get to keep your email. If you don't, your email gets shut off. That might be an incentive to get people to pay. Anything that helps
that's
people write that
down.
Is if they know their email is going to get shut off and they've been using it, they won't want that. They might write that check a day sooner. Anyway, again, we don't have to do anything. We can put no action on this. Because it came up for renewal, I saw it in my emails. I figured I better remind everybody about it, yeah. Just so you know it's there.
Well, I am completely illiterate when it comes to all that stuff. And
I was too until I had to figure it out. It really isn't too hard, but it is time consuming.
Yeah. Do we get very many people using our address now?
Emailing us stuff? A few. We did a few emails every once in a while.
I go on my computer, try to do it once a day, usually in the afternoon, so that there's been time, and I didn't get on it this morning, but I guess it doesn't come through to mine because I don't.
It should. But I do occasionally. I get an email.
I get what you send
to President. I get an occasional email to President at myMVA.org from members because they can find it on our website.
Yeah.
And that.
Well, I think that's good. I think they need to have it.
And that's a way to get a hold of us if the especially forget the name of the people right here on the corner that were building the building, you know, at the roundhouse.
Yeah.
They couldn't get through on the phone because that was when the phone minutes ran out, but they emailed me. Which, okay, great, that's fine, that's what it's for. It's another alternative.
That was for permission to go ahead and...
Yeah. So, again, it does...
Did you tell them to take care of their horses?
All right.
What would I ask them for?
They wanted to know if they needed to get permission from the association for anything, and I said, we don't deal with buildings, only the roads, but I did point out to them how big the roads are, so they wanted to make sure where their property lines actually are.
So you set it back far enough, yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, we don't tell them what color they can paint their building or anything like that.
Yeah.
That's not, but you know, at least they asked. I was impressed. They asked.
Yeah.
So I thanked them for asking, but told them that no, we don't do that.
That's good.
Yeah. What about the weed abatement on our roads and easement?
That's why we need a maintenance worker.
Yeah, well, it has to be done by June
1st.
Well, yeah, but most of ours aren't next to a structure. And you got a 25-foot setback from the road for a house, so we don't have to do it within 10 feet either. So we should be covered, but we need to get the weed abatement done.
I have a question about that. On house on lot one, where the equestrian trail goes, that's ours. And their weeds are right up to that fence.
Mm-hmm. I pointed out to them too that there's an equestrian easement for them to be aware of there. But again, I don't think we have.
Are we responsible for cutting down those weeds?
The only time we have to cut weeds down is if it's within, I forget how many feet of a residence. Otherwise, we don't have to cut them.
Well, this is within 25 feet of a barn, not a residence.
So
it's a Percy residence.
There is the conceivably yes, but actually no. It's an easement. Property owner's responsibility to cut the weeds.
Okay.
We're not responsible to cut the weeds on an easement technically.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the fire department requires you to go 10 feet into your neighbor's yard if there's nobody there.
And your neighbor is required to do that.
Not the way I understood it, and I've been doing 10 feet into my
neighbor. They're actually the ones responsible. They have to clear 10 feet along their property line if there's a structure next to it.
Well, these people don't come.
No. But anyway, that's part of why I think we need a part-time maintenance person. That's part of that job is we, especially if we have a tractor, then now we can start grading besides the road in our, when we have other time, we can start clearing the weeds and stuff out to the width of that road and getting people pushed back where they belong.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, we already approved the tractor.
So I think that'll go along with that.
Yeah.
Do we have any requests for future agenda items? I've got the election down. We're going to have to discuss that, and we may call a special meeting between now and the next one to deal with the election.
With Joan and find out. We have a lot of people. I don't know. Is everybody in our QuickBooks? Is everybody's name in lot is in our QuickBooks? Because we're going to be able to send those out. Their billing will be coming out of the QuickBooks, right?
Yeah. We'll get QuickBooks set up to do the billing this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, Joan, that'll be nice. You won't have to do that.
But, we need to, I'll ask Joan to look back at what we have to do this election ourselves and kind of plan out
I can't remember
the schedule. I know I had a schedule of dates and stuff for it, how 30 days here and 15 days from this. And
I'll
dust that schedule off again. And we'll see how soon we have to get started. I think
we also have to hold hearings for people who haven't paid.
Otherwise, we have to allow them to vote.
Yep.
Yeah, no.
We have to allow them to vote if they haven't paid. No.
If we don't hold a hearing, if I think it's Dodd that's pushing that bill that we won't be able to exclude them from voting even if they don't pay.
Yeah, it's just like having the prisoners vote. Yeah.
Any illegals and everybody else they want to vote. That's just want everybody to vote.
Yeah.
So, Anyway, so anybody else have anything for future agenda?
If you could start, are we going to go ahead with a survey to take care of dedicating the roads?
We haven't approved doing a survey yet. I need to talk to Scrivener and see if they're going to be willing to accept them. But that's something that we have to talk with him and find out first. Let him talk to County Roads and see if they would be willing to accept them. I know they won't take them for maintenance purposes, right, but they may take the dedications, which will help us, because I can tell you, if things keep going the way they are in Sacramento, in 10 years, it's going to be impossible to operate this association anyway. They're making it more and more difficult.
We have to have a whole paper.
Oh, I know. We need to get this turned around to where the county takes care of the roads.
Yeah.
They're making it too tough.
Yeah, they are.
But I have not had a chance to sit down and ask him if they would be willing to do that.
To what? To take over the roads?
No, to take and accept the dedications of the roads.
Oh, yeah.
As public roads.
That'll solve some problems.
It solves the problem of us getting sued over the roads.
Yeah,
right.
Because now they have to sue the county.
Yeah.
It shifts our liability. We're still going to be responsible to maintain them, but it would shift some of our responsibility for the roads. If somebody wanted to sue us over a road, they would end up having to sue us and Kern County at that point, which would be nice, because then county council would foot the bill for most of it.
Yeah.
Instead of us. So there,
like
that's
that,
one big positive to
that
it.
That word, sue, that's just a... No.
I know.
I don't like that word.
Okay. Well, I guess with that, we can do a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn for a second. A month, I guess, or until the next meeting.
Any opposed? Okay, that takes care of a nice long meeting where we covered a lot of material. Thank you.
Yes.
And I think, like I said, I'll get a job description for a secretary, and we can discuss that at our next meeting, and we'll discuss salary ranges and budgets.
Yeah.
And I think this is going to put us in a much better position to actually get some of this work done that needs done.
I hope so. It really needs to get